This one is called Ready and Set to Go. My friend and I are in the waiting room at the hospital waiting for word about our friend Billy, who is in surgery. We were given a pager that vibrates and lights swirl round and round, alerting us to the conference room. We were ready and set to go when it is time to meet with the doctor. We were calmly waiting and conversing when the pager vibrated and swirled its lights. Immediately, we were on our feet, grabbing purses and books and headed toward the conference room. The receptionist said it was only a test. Some of the pagers were not working correctly and did not function as they should. She said, "Let me reset yours, and you should be set to go next time it goes off." I thought of what Jesus said, recorded in Matthew in the Bible. He said, "You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant?" Matthew 24, verse 44 through 45. He is not going to just put us to the test and then give us a time to reset. We should be ready and set to go with Jesus at any time. He is our focus, not the vibrations of world events or the light swirling distractions in this world. We can keep our eyes on the door and wait for Jesus in anticipation of his coming. We are reminded that his sheep know his voice, John 10:4. And when we hear his voice, we rise up and follow him. The writer of Hebrews says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." Hebrews 12:2. Father, help me to be ready for Jesus at all times, keeping my eyes on him. I pray that I'm ready in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15:52. In his precious name is all the glory.